It's a delicate balancing act for college leaders hoping to reopen campus this coming fall. They must weigh the health of students and staff, as well as the financial hit they could take if campus remains closed. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, for small colleges, that decision is especially hard.
Small colleges such as Elms College in Chicopee, about 1,100 undergraduate students attend the college. Harry Dumay is the college's president.
It's a tough time for all campuses, but particularly for smaller campuses.
Elms caters to many students who are the first in their family to go to college. 40% are eligible to receive Pell Grants, the federal grants to the lowest income students. In order to provide for social distancing, the college will house one student per dorm room. And that means only half the students who enroll will be on campus. That has financial costs. Dumay anticipates a cut in revenue from room and board and a $5 million budget gap.
$5 million for a large university, that doesn't mean anything. But for on a $30 million budget, that's a significant amount.
In order to prevent students from bringing COVID-19 back to its 1,100 student campus, Anna Maria College in Paxton is having students stay home after Thanksgiving. They won't return until next year. President Mary Lou Rattel says that decision comes at a cost.
If we don't bring them back for 2 weeks at the end of the semester, there's 2 weeks that they, you know, will not be having to pay their room and board.
Rattel is also wondering how the college will pay to test for COVID-19.
It looks like twice a week we're going to be having to test our students and faculty.
Rattel is awaiting recommendations on testing from a group of college presidents. Big universities can afford to do their own testing. It's more daunting for small colleges. Dr. Michael Minna, assistant professor of epidemiology at Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says that's especially true for rural schools far from testing facilities.
Testing everyone, that assumes comprehensive testing of every single person, every 1 to 4 days. That is still very, very laborious and difficult to do logistically.
Those are costs that we're just going to need to bear.
John Weinstein, provost of Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, points out that with only 450 students, the cost of testing won't be astronomical. COVID-19 is making in-person learning more expensive because students will have to be spaced out. Lynn Denninger, a Boston architect with Cannon Design, a firm advising colleges across the country on how they can adapt campuses for the return of students, says permanent changes are so expensive, few colleges are making them. But even making temporary changes costs a lot of money.
The financial impact on an institution to actually reopen is fairly significant.
And then there's the question of how many students will return this fall. On the positive side, fewer students mean smaller classes. At Simon's Rock, Provost Weinstein is expecting even smaller classes than the college normally offers.
We have historically very small class sizes. That is a great asset, particularly in this moment.
Many small colleges have small endowments. They need student tuition to survive. Weinstein says more domestic students are expected on campus this fall, but international students may not be able to come back.
Of course, it puts things on the more challenging end, but you know, we have a really dedicated board and other dedicated supporters who are there to see us through the situation.
At Anna Maria College, President Rattel says returning student enrollment is solid.
We have great numbers, more so than we've seen in our retention in past years.
And Rattel says the college also has strong numbers of new students. For now, deposits indicate the college will have a full first-year class. 60% of the students are eligible for federal Pell Grants.
Now, when the bills go out, that's when I say, what will happen then with families that have been affected by unemployment? We're very generous to our students in financial aid, but it may not be enough.
And the college's resources may not allow more. Rattel projects a 15% decline in revenue for the coming academic year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.